All right, I invite you to take your Bibles and turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to look at just one verse of Scripture tonight and bring a brief challenge to you on this last service of 2021. And this verse of Scripture, as I studied Christmas in Hebrews, I read the entire book so I could get an idea of the themes of the book, and especially looking for those things that would relate to the coming of Jesus Christ. And I kept this verse in my mind because I thought about it in regard to beginning a brand new year and looking back at the previous 2 years. Listen as I read. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. You talk about a statement of faith, but that's it right there. God said, I want you to leave where you are, the Ur of the Chaldees. I want you to go to this new land. I'm going to give it to you as an inheritance, but you've never been there before. And it wasn't close by. It was about a 600 to 700 mile trip. And when you traveled in those days, it was not like going on the interstate. You had to deal with robbers. You had to deal with all kinds of unseen things as you traveled along the way. It was not easy to journey in those days. And he went not really knowing where he was going. And there's a thought there that I put in the context of the last 2 years. We've lived in unusual times over the last 2 years, have we not? We don't know what's going to happen next. We thought that perhaps at the end of last year we were going to be done with this whole COVID thing and we were going to move on. That didn't happen. As a matter of fact, more people have died this year than died last year of COVID. And it seems like now we're moving into the last part of a pandemic because generally it's following the same trends of past ones, less death involved with this last strain of Omicron, and there perhaps there's another strain. There doesn't seem to be the death toll with this that have been with others. But there's been a lot of changes that have come down as a result. Our liberty has been threatened. We see so many people losing control of themselves. How many of you saw the picture of the woman that attacked an 80-year-old man who was eating on a plane, and she lashed out at him about why he wasn't, and she kept grabbing his mask to pull it up, and she had her mask around her chin. And he said, ma'am, you don't even have your mask on. And she just kept yelling and berating. Finally, they had to grab her up and tie her up in the back of the plane, because she was just going absolutely crazy. And this is happening all the time now. When you get on an airplane, you don't know who's going to go nuts next. And it's just been all kinds of chaotic things happening. And we live in a time where we don't know. And I thought about this in regard to the Lord. Listen to this translation of this verse by J.B. Phillips. He was a theologian that lived in the early part of the 19th century. Says, it was by faith that Abraham obeyed the summons to go out to a place which he would eventually possess, and he set out in complete ignorance of his destination. He had no knowledge. Now, I don't know how many people I've talked to over the past 2 years, and the common theme is, I just want to know what we're going to do. I just want to know what we're going to do. Do you realize that God most times doesn't tell us what He's going to do? We have no idea. How many of you know when the rapture is going to take place? How many of you know what God's going to do tomorrow? I have no idea what God is going to do. We can look back over the past 2 years and we can see God's hand moving in different people's lives and in different situations and taking some home and allowing others to continue on. You just never know what God is going to do. A week ago, I got word that two men that whenever I first started working at Gospel Projects with the baseball program, these two men coached for me. And they passed away last week, two of them. I had just seen one of them a month ago, talked to him for a good while, had no idea that he would get COVID and would die. Another gentleman that I had spoken to on the phone about a month and a half ago, he had called me and asked a question about somebody here in town, if I knew anything about them, and it was related to work, and then he passed away last week. You just never know what God's going to do, how God is going to lead in some person's life. Both of these men claim to be Christians. I was talking to Brother Leon Swan. He was sharing about how he didn't know what his future is going to hold. God's doing some remarkable things in Burma, and yet people are dying. They're dying of COVID. They're dying of the military killing people, 36 in one town area. Just opened fire in a village area and killed everybody that was in that particular area. I mean, we don't see that fully here in the United States, unless you live in the south side of Chicago. It's pretty bad there, and there's some other places. Philadelphia is almost as bad. My point is this. We don't know what God's going to do. God doesn't tell us what He's going to do. You know what He does tell us, though? He reveals to us who He is. That's what He has chosen to do. And I find out who He is right here in this book. And He's someone that I can trust. He's someone that I can rely on, even though I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where God's going to lead this coming year. I don't know. You can make assumptions. How many of you made plans and had them completely turned around and changed? All right. There was a fella that was on the news. They canceled three bowls, football bowls, I think it was, in the last week. They had flown their entire family to watch this football game. They had rented an Airbnb, spent all kinds of money on getting the tickets and so forth. And they get the word after they landed in town that they're canceling the thing because of COVID. Now, they had plans. They were going to watch football with the whole family. They've been planning on this for a year. It was actually their COVID-free party that they were going to have. Changed completely. Our plans get changed all the time. We just don't know what God's going to do. So what do we do in response to that? The Bible tells us what Abraham did. The Bible says it very clear. It's in one word in verse 8. Did you notice that? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance. What's that next word? Obeyed. Now, there's a lot of messages going out over the next Sunday, being preached tonight, this past Sunday. You know, New Year's resolutions. 5 keys to success in 2022. I saw a billboard that said, how to make 2022 not like 2021. All right? Well, that's going to attract some people to come to church. And, you know, we've got all these gimmicky sermons and messages, and some of them are good, and they're good things to know. But I want to tell you something. You know what the key to the Christian life is? Obedience and faith. You can boil it down. Obedience to God's Word. You don't know what to do? Obey God's Word. Obey God's Word. I was reading this morning in Proverbs chapter 14, one of my favorite Proverbs, and there's so many things. You get bogged down if you're not careful and looking at every line and every phrase and so forth like that. But there's 2 verses together in Proverbs 14 says, fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life. And I meditated on that and I said, you're not hearing that from pulpits. You're hearing, you need to do this. You need to get up every morning and read John Maxwell's books on keys to success. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. You can be successful in this world and not be doing the things God wants you to do. You understand that? You can do all those things and not fear God. And what is the fountain of life? The fear of the Lord. We need to center our hearts and minds every day, no matter what year it is, on obedience to God's commands. God said to Abraham, take your family and go to this new place. He had never been there before. Most people will say, well, I need to do a survey trip first, God. I need to go check it out first. I need to go see how everything is. But God didn't give him that luxury, did he? He said, go to this place. It's going to be an inheritance to you. And by the way, was that travel easy? And was that road easy? No. What happens between he and Lot in this whole transaction that takes place? Lot takes the well-watered plains of Jordan. Abraham gets stuck in the mountains. And God ends up moving Lot out and moves Abraham in. It was a difficult run there for a while. Battles to fight. Things that had to be faced. He had to deliver Lot twice in all the things that were going on. And yet God was moving Abraham along the pathway of his will. And what did Abraham do? Simple. He obeyed. Obedience. Obedience. We like to come up with catchy phrases and words, but I'm just going to tell you something right now. If you're not obeying God, you are not doing what He wants you to do. You may do all kinds of things, but you're not doing the main thing. You're not obeying God. He obeyed Him, and He went out not knowing whither He went. Do you have to know everything? No. I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. I don't know what situations may arise. I got a phone call today. You know what a fearful phone call is? I spent an hour on the phone dealing with a particular situation. I didn't see that one coming. And you never know when you're going to be called or pulled into some situation you were not anticipating. But you have to deal with it, and you have to ask God for wisdom, and you have to understand, Lord, what's going on with this particular situation? What's happening here? Lord, make sure that I do what's right in that. You just don't know. But what should I do? Obey, obey, obey. You want to be successful for God in 2022? I could go down the list of the 10 things you need to do to be successful in 2022, all right? And you can see those lists. There's about 50 of them on the internet right now. And you can go check them out tonight. I'm going to tell you the key to the Christian's success. Follow Abraham's pattern. All right? He obeyed, not knowing where he was going. He obeyed God's command. And the Word of God is full of commands. Amen? There's full, be ye holy for I am holy. That's a command. Are you being holy? Well, I don't know what that means. Well, you better find out what it means. You better find out what it means. And you better be what God said to be. There's so many things in God's Word that you can do. But we're worried about things we want to do. I want to do this. I want to do that in 2022. Well, it's all right to make plans. But just be flexible with your plans. Amen? Because God may change them. You don't know. I don't know. You can make all kinds of plans, but you better be flexible. All right? What is your priority? Well, it's doing all the things on my bucket list. Wrong. Your priority is to obey God. Do I hear an amen? It's not complex. Obey God, even when you don't know where it's going to lead you. Just like it did with Abraham. He just obeyed God, and he went where God told him to go. And God gave him the land that is now the nation of Israel, the covenant blessing, and one day Israel will know the full extent of the borders of the promise that was made to Abraham. But Abraham did something very simple. He just obeyed God. That, folks, is the key. And may God help us all to be obedient to Him. I want to close with a statement. I'm reading a book right now called Mrs. Oswald Chambers. Her name was Gertrude. Her husband didn't like the name Gertrude, so he named her, gave her a nickname, Biddy. B.D., beloved disciple. Called her Biddy. And that was her nickname with everybody. And he died at the young age of 42. His appendix burst in Cairo, Egypt, while he was serving in World War I I believe it was the Salvation Army, or maybe it was some other agency. But he was there as a preacher and a teacher to the troops, and they ministered, and his appendix burst. They were not able to get him into surgery quick enough, and he died. at 42 years of age. She had been a stenographer before she married Oswald, and so she took notes of all of his sermons, all of his Sunday school lessons, all of his college classes that he taught. And she wrote for the next 50 years, took all of his studies and so forth and put them in book form. And many of you have read the devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. It is still the number one devotional book, even 100 years after his death. And she was the one that put it into print. If I were to say Biddy Chambers to you, you wouldn't know her from Adam's house cat. But she was used of God. She was used of God. I was reading this last night. I started this book last week. This is her description of her journey to Cairo, Egypt. All right? Aboard a ship during World War I when there were U-boats all over the place. The boat that she steamed out of Liverpool, England, crossed the Irish Sea through the St. George Channel, and the captain of the ship ordered everyone to the edges of the ship. Said, I need you looking for periscopes. That was the duty of everybody on ship. How would you like to do that in rough seas? Everybody was vomiting, throwing up, watching for U-boats during that time. While they were standing there, they found out that the SS Pine Grove, a British cargo ship, was sunk nearby by U-boats. She was fearful, and she had her little daughter, Kathleen. They were going to try to go see Oswald, who was already in Cairo serving the Lord there. And she said, I didn't know what would happen next. There were mines all through this particular area, but God brought them all the way to Cairo. They walked around with their life jackets everywhere they went on deck. When they arrived there, she said that she came forth and saw her husband standing on the shore. She was shaking, having lost a significant amount of weight from vomiting. Her daughter was very, very sick. The lady that had come along on the trip, who had taught at the college with them back in England, came. She was very, very sick. They'd been on board the entire time, and it was the rough seas and so forth like that. But she says they had a prayer meeting. They got off the ship, and Oswald Chambers hugged his wife, hugged his daughter, hugged the other lady that had come with him because he was so excited to see them. They had a prayer meeting right there to thank God. They had gone through things they had never thought that they would ever go through. U-boats, rough seas, not knowing whether they were going to make it to Cairo. And yet God delivered them. And then within a year and a half, Oswald's gone. Gone completely. They ministered there until the end of World War I. And then they came back to England. And then God used her to write books using the materials from her father. One of the things that she emphasizes in this book is that I never knew where God would take us or what God would do with us. I didn't know what we would do after what God used me to put into books, the writings of my husband. And he said, many, many people have come to Christ. Soldiers wrote her for 50 years, thanking her for writing the notes out. She typed every note. They published it. They printed it for the soldiers. They gave them out, stuffed them in their backpacks as they were boarding trains to go off to fight. And she got letters for 50 years. Thank you for introducing me to Christ through Oswald Chambers, even though he died. You don't know what God would have you to do. A lady that just wanted to do whatever God, she never remarried. She raised her daughter, and she served the Lord by doing this work. Very, very poor. She never earned a lot of money. She took all the money from the proceeds of the books and put them back into printing more books. You don't know, I don't know, what tomorrow holds. We may never make it to 2022. The trump may sound and take us on to heaven. Amen? You just never know. What's my job? Obey. Obey. What do I obey? The commands of my Savior. Father in heaven, I pray that you would work in our hearts tonight. Lord, as we're on the threshold of another year, we don't know what lies before us. We've seen so many things happen during this year. So many of your saints called off to glory. So many changes in our country. So many things that we just cannot even describe that are happening all around the world in preparation for the revelation sometime of the Antichrist. But we do know this, you've revealed yourself to us in your word. Even though you haven't told us what you're going to do tonight or tomorrow, you have revealed yourself in your love and your grace and your holiness and your righteousness. And you've called us to obey your word. Help us to be obedient servants, even though we don't know our destination on this earth. We pray now your blessings upon each one here tonight. Be with those that couldn't come tonight because of sickness. Pray that you would grant healing, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and good night.